نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ورضوان من الله أكبر صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله my respected elders and brothers all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the sustainer, nourisher, cherisher controller of this entire universe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy and grace has blessed us with Iman and Islam And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us to be from the ummah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, respected elders and brothers, the greatest achievement of a person in this world is to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained that in Jannat, there's no satiation. In this world, if a person is enjoying something, is having some fun, there's a time will come that he will get tired of it and he'll need some other form of entertainment. If a person is enjoying a lovely, scrumptious meal, tasty meal, and he'll eat it and then after a while he'll get full and he'll be tired of it. He won't be able to eat more. So in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that people get tired of the nice things and the enjoyable things. But in Jannat, there's no satiation. People will enjoy themselves and enjoy themselves. And that enjoyment will never end. People will eat for enjoyment. People will drink from the rivers of Jannat for enjoyment. And they won't become satiated. But ulama explain after thousands of years, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a certain level of satiation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce to the people of Jannat that, Hal radhitum, are you all happy? Are you all pleased? So the people will answer that, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَى وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْطِي أَحَدًا مِّنْ خَلْقِكَ That how can we not be happy when you have given us such bounties and such enjoyments? Imagine, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُوا فَلَا تَهْرَمُوا أَبَدًا إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُوا فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا That to love without any fear of death, to enjoy and no fear, no worries, no grief, to enjoy good health and without any sickness, and To be in constant youth without the fear of old age. So the bounties of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that we cannot even imagine. People will be so happy, they will say that you have given us everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I want to give you something else, better than that. So they will say that what can be better than what we are currently enjoying? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, وَحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا That I announce my pleasure to you and I will never be displeased with you ever again. This was a certificate that Sahaba radiallahu anhum attained in this world and which we can only make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us see the day in Jannat when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces His pleasure for us. So really this is the crux of our lives that we have to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. Attain the pleasure and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever efforts of deen that we are making, our ibadat, whatever line, field we are making effort in. Mawlana Ibrahim Devla Damat Barakatuh explains, Tariqa-e-kar ko kabhi maqsood nahi banana. That we shouldn't make the means of attaining the objective of all our efforts. Our salah is to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ibadat is to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has to become a ghalba on our hearts. And we have to make this the object of our lives. Once, Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi went for Hajj with many ulama from South Africa. So they were sitting together and then Haji Abdul Wahab sahab rahmatullah alayhi came to speak to these South Africans. So he was mentioning to them that for the past 2-3 days, I was going close to the Kaaba Sharif to listen to what the du'as of the people are. People have come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are they asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? Because what a person asks in his du'a is an indication of what a person has in his heart. So he says like 70 years of tabligh, the effort is taking place in the whole world. Has a change come about in the lives of people, in the hearts of people? What are they asking what they used to ask before? Has a change come about? So he says that I saw different people asking for different things like alim, asking for ilm-e-nafi, acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acceptance for his students and for hidayat of the mankind, other people asking for acceptance for the effort of deen, businessmen asking for halal risk and sustenance. So all these are very, I was very happy and got some tasalli that these are very important and good things that people are asking for, asking things related to deen. So he says, I did realize, I was happy that a change has come about in the people. But he says, lekin Allah se Allah chahne wala ek bahut kam hai. That very few are those people who are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very few are asking to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become theirs. This we learn from the du'as of our elders. Ey Allah, tu hamara banja aur humko tera bana de. That you become ours, make us yours. Allahumma kullana waja'alna lak. This we learn from the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also worried about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the beautiful du'a at the time of when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from Ta'if. That heart-rendering du'a, that إِن لَمْ يَكُنْ بِكَ غَضَبٌ عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي إِن لَكَ الْعُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. If you're not displeased with me, then I don't have any worry, any fear. And I'm ready to do anything to earn your pleasure. So really, this is the crux of our lives, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the object of our life. This is why we have come to this Islahi Jalsa. First purification that we have to make is to purify our hearts. Remove the love of everything else from our heart. Disconnect our heart from everything else and connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But imagine, those that are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what beautiful lives they have, what enjoyment they have, we cannot understand. Otherwise, what is our life? It's not no difference from the kufar. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explains very beautifully that our life is not just import-export, that we import the food from our plate into our stomachs and then we export it out into the toilet. That's the life, that's the international ullu. That the kuffar are also doing this. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَّرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. That they also enjoying themselves, they also eating. Our life is not kana, pina, sona, pakhana, biwi, bacha, banana. But our life is to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people that have this nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have recognized who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what enjoyment they have. That Mawlana Tami rahmatullah alayhi says that أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. That this is not just to believe it. Obviously we have to believe it because it's part of the Quran, but the reality of it has to come into our lives. So Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explains, he says that one is a person who is very truthful and upright, trustworthy person, tells you that shamli kebab is very tasty and too enjoyable. So you get ilmul yaqeen that it's nice. Then you see someone eating that shamli kebab with so much relish and he's enjoying himself, and your mouth also starts watering. Now you've got aynul yaqeen, you have seen it with your eyes, that definitely it's tasty. And then, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you to put the shamli kebab in your mouth, and now you taste it, then you get haqqul yaqeen, that now, that highest level of yaqeen, that definitely it's tasty and enjoyable. Say similarly, ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that our peace and contentment, the enjoyment is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus we have got ilmul yaqeen. And aynul yaqeen we will get from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when we see them taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in what enjoyment they get in taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh says, that when they used to listen to the elders making zikr, then as if water used to come into their mouths and they could taste the sweetness of that zikr, then we'll get aynul yaqeen. And haqqul yaqeen is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into our heart and we are able to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that enjoyment. Then we'll see what is ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to become the object of our lives. It comes in a narration that utlubni tajidni, that if you search for me, look for me, you will find me. فَإِنْ وَجَدْتَنِي وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَإِنْ فَقَدْتَنِي وَإِنْ فُتُّكَ فَاتَكَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That if you find me, then you have got everything. And if you lose me, then you have lost everything. وَأَنَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And I am most beloved to you than everything. Really, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions our quality in the Quran al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the true believers. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, that the believers are intense in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just we have to inculcate in our hearts, build that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, and we will be able to sacrifice everything to attain this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says that man arafa qadra matlubahu, man arafa qadra matlubahu, hana alayhi ma yabghi fi. That person who understands the value of what he is searching for, these object of quest, then everything that he spends and sacrifices to achieve it and attain it will be insignificant in his eyes. So really we have to build and make an effort to bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. And thus we see, when we have given ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have attained the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with that special halawatul iman. Thalathun man kunna fihi wajada bihinna halawatul iman. That when a person, when his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everything else in this world, he loves his Muslim brother only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He dislikes returning to kufr after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved him from it, just like how he dislikes to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with the sweetness of iman. We see Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, before accepting Islam, when he was in the court of Hiraqal, then he asked him, أَيَرْتَدُّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ سَقْطَةً لِدِينِي. Does any one of them turn away from his deen out of dislike for it? So Abu Sufyan said, no. So Hiraqal said, وَكَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانَ حِينَ يُخَالِطُ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقُلُوبِ لَا يَرْتَدُّ مِّنْهُمْ أَحَدٌ. That similarly is the case of iman, when the sweetness of iman, the enjoyment of iman penetrates into the deepest recesses of the heart of a person, then that person will not be prepared to give up his deen. And ulama mentioned the three signs of the sweetness of iman. Yet istilzadu ta'at, a person will get enjoyment in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, this is what we all need. When we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else will become easy for us. Sahaba radiallahu anhum's hearts were in sajda before the command of salah came. That is why their bodies followed them. Our hearts need to become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our bodies will follow and submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll get enjoyment in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing the entire night in salah till his feet get swollen, cracked. Uthman radiallahu anhu, two rakats of salah, entire khatam of the Quran. Tell you, this enjoyment will come when we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second sign of the sweetness of iman, ulama mention, is tahammulul mashaq lid-deen. A person will be prepared to make sacrifices for the sake of deen, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the spreading and bringing alive the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. We see Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they gave everything for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually they got enjoyment in sacrificing for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that when they were leaving this world, they said, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba, that we are successful by the Rabb of the Kaaba. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum got enjoyment in sacrificing their health, wealth, their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need to get, to give our lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hakim Saab rahmatullah alayhi explains that we are saying, and everything that we're making effort on is saying, and sin and sin, the end result is sin. We have to sacrifice our lives and our sin for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisi khaki pe mat khakar teri jawani ko. Don't sacrifice your life, your youth and your abilities on sin for a dirty, filthy woman, for enjoyment of this world, for the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacrifice it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in return. Fani se fani banane wala nadan hai, fani se baqi banane wala dana hai. That person who uses something temporary, his life, his ability, his wealth, to attain something that is temporary, to just build a house, a business or something else, That person is a stupid person. Intelligent person is he who uses his temporary life to build something and attain something that is eternal. The life of the akhirah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is to become the object and purpose of our lives. And the third quality, sign of the sweetness of iman, which ulama mentioned, is isaru dhalika ala aradi dunya. That a person will give preference to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the things of this world. Really, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we all require. We have to empty our hearts of the love of everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why ulama mentioned under the tafsir of the ayat, قُلْ إِن كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ, the long ayat till the end, that إِذَا وَقَعَ التَّعَارُضُ بَيْنَ مَصَالِحِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَصَالِحِ الدِّينِ فَوَجَبَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ يَسْتَرْجِيحُ مَصَالِحِ الدِّينِ عَلَى مَصَالِحِ الدُّنْيَا. That when there's a clash between the benefits of dunya, the benefits of deen, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of everyone else, the customs of the time, what people are doing, when there's a clash, then it is necessary upon a person, a believer, who is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give preference to the benefits of deen, to the demands of deen, to the demands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over the demands of dunya, the demands of people, the demands of the customs, demands of the governments, and the demands of everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this quality will come within a person when we have connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. That person who gives himself to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him in every situation. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi once said that that person whose objective and purpose is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his worry and his grief will increase and become lengthened. So Imam Shibli rahmatullah alayhi said, La ya Abu al-Qasim, man kana Allahu hammahu, zala huznuhu. Actually, it is not like that. Oh Abu al-Qasim, that person who makes his objective Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his worries and all his griefs will be removed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him. You see, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he handed himself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He submitted completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped and assisted him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels also came to ask him if he needs help at the time of him being thrown into the fire. But he said, Amma anta fala hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. He handed himself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He showed his neediness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the quality of that fire. Really, if we hand ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give our lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. So really, this coming to this Islahi Jalsa is to correct our hearts. If our hearts are correct, our entire body will be correct. Salahul qalb, salahul insan, wa fihi salahul alam. If the heart is correct, the entire body will be correct. And this is the means of the correction of the entire mankind, the entire universe. If we are correct, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. That is why the 3 days that we have come here to spend in the company of the pious and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to disconnect from all our connections and connect with that connection which will remain and benefit us eternally when all other connections will be disconnected and will not benefit us. On the day when we leave this world, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have attained in this world, that will come with us, that will benefit us. All our other connections will be disconnected and we will be left behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Grant me the reality of whatever we have said, to understand the maqsad and purpose of our lives, and to sacrifice everything to attain this object and this purpose. Every night before we sleep, we recite the dua, Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayka, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayka, wa alja'tu dhahri ilayka, wa fawwadtu amri ilayka. That we reminding ourselves that we are nothing, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We help hand ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put all our matters in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we wake up in the morning at the time of tahajjud and we recite the dua that Allahumma laka alhamdu anta qayyum as-samawati wal ardi wa man fihin. Then he comes, Allahumma aslamtu nafsi wa... So we reminded again about this dua of handing ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to realize that this is the object and purpose of our lives, and we have to take out some time to spend in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those whose hearts are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and learn to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.